You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Chosen by you. Welcome to the 95BFM Top 10.
Counting down the top 10 on 95BFM.
Oh,
that was quite a neat song, Jack. What was that?
That was Elephants by Ruben Hine.
Hunter's looking at me. He is making... He's in the studio. He's in the other studio making all kinds of faces trying to distract us from our work here.
And it's working because we're talking about it. Yeah. On the 95 BFM Top 10.
Instantly distracted. Oh, welcome along to the 95 BFM Top 10. We opened with Ruben Hine with Elephants. I found that song in my car. It's stored in the car, in the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, that is a random story. You told me there was a...
I'd never heard of him, and I left my phone. I didn't bring my cable in the car. So I just was like, I wonder what's hidden, what goodies are hidden.
Oh, gosh. That reminds me.
Yeah.
Jack and I went to school together, and we had this, like, middle school coming-of-age experience called Field Center at school. And the vans we went down, it was basically like a tramping experience down Maropehu. And your van that you went in, they have like three songs stuck on the radio.
It was a Yui Boom with someone's phone with about four songs.
We had songs built into the van.
Wow.
It was Down Under by Men at Work, which is great.
Down Under was on the Yui Boom.
Oh, okay. We might have to discuss this in the break because there might be similar stories.
Anyway, found this random song and I was like, it's kind of funky. It's not on, the full version's not on Spotify, but that's a live version.
That's dope. It's kind of
performed
like,
in 2011.
It reminded me of like Jamiroquai, but like braised in a gravy.
Red wine Jamiroquai. That's how I describe it. Anyway, welcome along to the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J and Smashton. Yes. We're going to count down the top 10 songs as voted by you.
Yes.
If you want to get in touch, 5395 is the number to text. Tell us how your day's going.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
That's a good idea. Nice day today. Good weather.
Yeah.
Good weather. Started off pretty grim, but nice weather.
Let's get into it.
Yes.
Number 10.
This artist has been on recently, but I'm not sure if this is a debutante. I should know, but I don't.
I think it is.
Yeah.
We'll fact check ourselves later, but it is a debutante as far as we know.
Oh, yeah.
An artist we've had before, but we'd love to see a return. Yeah. Played at the Going Global Showcase at the end of last week. It is Crystal Chen with Stop.
See you soon. I've got to actually turn the sound up.
The 4th, 5th, and 6th at Whakamana Cannabis Museum.
Something about the Cannabis Museum.
Thinking about your love.
party and discussion right there.
I mean, I think
that's what I said. I think, hey, a lot to think about.
Saying hello after a smooth tune like that, that's kind of funny. True. Hello!
Hello! Welcome to the jazz show with Smashin' and Big J. We're about to stank it up.
Yeah, we've had two jazzy songs in a row. Well, smooth.
Yeah, true, actually. Yeah, love it. Hey, anything with any brass instruments, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm sold. I'm sexy.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well, we're going to continue on, and my mic...
Jack's microphone's running away from him, so...
It literally just swung away.
Yeah. We're going to continue on.
Number nine
to Debutante. Again!
How good.
Another one. How good is that, Smashin'? So cool. It is none other than Pearly with Limousine.
Oh, I hear a feedback in the headphones.
Yeah, we're gonna chuck a bit of overdrive on this one now. Keep it the same vibes of good music. You're on the 95 BFM Top 10 with Big J and Smash, and don't go anywhere. We're here till 8.
Things on his computer screens. He sees these things that we would never see.
Limousine, Pearly, number awesome. 9 here on the top 10 with awesome Big Jan Smashin. That was awesome, eh?
Cough. could have done that directly in the microphone, but we're not about that. We're not about to do that.
We're going to keep the bluesy vibes going too.
Oh, yeah. This song is dope. This next song is real cool.
The song I've been listening to a lot recently.
Number 8.
Number 8, Smashin. Very excited for this one. We this one's got some tasteful feedback in it as well.
Oh, hell yeah. This comes from the soul. This is a song that just comes from the soul, and I absolutely love it. Hey, speaking of good vibes, Brendan's texted in saying, top 10, first time in 3 years. Good on you, fellas. Lots of hugs from Brendan.
Thank you, Brendan. Thanks for the message.
You as well. 5395 if you want to text. We'd love to hear from you.
This song was last week's number 5. It is now number 8, staying on the list. It is DC Maxwell with Jesus' Son. That was a mouthful. You're on the B.
Five, four, three, two, one.
BFM. I'm heading to a festival on a beach, surrounded by 10,000 Kiwi ravers, non-stop dancing.
Explore a divinely rivalrous festival like no other. Get your sparkly thong on and dive into the feasting.
See me 3 hours non-stop, happy, smiley people.
Explore with Royksop, Sister Nancy, Nightmares on Wax, General Levy, Miss Kanina, Sea Friend, plus heaps more from Aotearoa and abroad. Explore beachside at Tāpapakanga Regional Park, February 20 to 22nd. Tickets now at explore.net.
Big Thief are unleashing their brand new album, Double Infinity.
An album of collective discoveries and improvisation, complete with the distinctive twang of Adrian Linker's vocals and her ability to devastate and create hope in the same breath.
Swallow poison, swallow.
Oh.
Double Infinity, the new album by Big Thief, out Friday, September 5th, wherever good music is found.
I've just always felt like a misfit. I like the individual flavour of that.
Witness the journey of Kiwi music icon Shane Carter on the big screen.
And Shane's amazing. He's just one of the most intense performers I've ever seen.
From scrappy Dunedin days to international success and everything in between.
He was a brat.
I believe you are a star.
Life in One Chord, a portrait of Shane Carter.
Cause you beam above my head.
In cinemas September 4.
The original originator. 95BFM.com for show podcasts.
95BFM. Democracy in action.
Democracy in action. It's not number seven. But we're going to get to it. Yes. Smashton, tomorrow's a special day.
Yeah.
I'm going to reveal it. I'm going to dox you.
Go
out
ahead,
loud. It's your birthday tomorrow.
It's my birthday. Yeah. Someone's texted and saying, "Oh, whānau, happy birthday," which is very lovely. Yeah. Thank you for your text. Tomorrow I'm the big old 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mate.
Man, I wish I could be 17. I just hate being 14.
No. Yeah, 14 and a half, actually.
Yeah.
Crucial details. But now we got a time zone, play some basketball games.
Yeah, talking about time zone. Do you remember City Days back when you were
City Missions as a
City Missions.
City
that's
Missions
it, yeah.
as a 15, 16-year-old was the coolest shit ever.
We'd hang around as a pack of hoodlums.
Yeah, just being annoying.
And I guarantee you when I see teenagers on City Missions,
we were that not that long ago, yeah. Jack. And one thing I was driving in today, and I thought it would be really funny back in the day to go to the former three Burger Kings
on Queen Street
to review them all and see if they're any different. Now, I'm not 100% sure about this, but you said there was a Burger King on
Queen
Street.
I'm pretty sure there is. Actually, we have a computer right in front of us.
That's true. I don't think there's a Burger King on Queen Street.
Pretty sure there is.
Let's find out.
But there used to be three Burger Kings on Queen Street.
Not that far from each other.
Not that long ago.
And yeah, there was a time zone on one of them, wasn't there? There's a Burger Fuel.
They're gone now.
Damn. So there were three, now they're none.
Yeah.
Oof, tough times, eh?
Yeah, but we were talking about it earlier, and it got us thinking. Yeah. Forgotten parts of Auckland.
Yeah, like old places you miss around Auckland. Yeah, Mercury Plaza.
Yeah.
Fine example. What a place to get a good feed.
Yeah.
5395, we'd love to hear. What are some places around Auckland that you miss?
And did you ever go on the Burger King pub crawl, all three Burger Kings in one night? This next song is a returning song. It was last week's number 9, number 7 now, so a massive promotion. It is none other than...
It's a gravy train with Shoeless. Shoeless with gravy train. Yeah, Jake did a little point to
me. Yeah, I pointed to you, but you weren't ready.
No, I wasn't. But hey, gravy. Love gravy.
5395, Auckland landmarks that have gone. Text him.
I'm so low. I'm feeling out of control. We'll be right back.
Train.
Love it.
By Shoeless. We've had another rocky night tonight. We started off jazzy, and then we've moved to rocky.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Big ups to the geologists.
Yeah.
Pebbles United. We have another text. We have a text from someone out east. We're out east saying, Charlie Choi's Barbecue in Meadowlands.
I've never heard of it.
Missed that man, was gutted when he retired. No, I feel like just from the name.
Yeah.
And the barbecue and the title, vibes are excellent. There's actually, out of the Meadowlands Mall, there's this place, and they do this, like, I don't know the name of it, but it's like this meat sheet.
Yeah.
It's this Chinese meat sheet, and I really want to try it.
Yeah.
Because I love lap chong, Chinese sausage.
Yeah.
I'm doing like the Italian hands right now. What the hell? But I don't know if anyone knows the name of that, but it looks delicious. But hey, big shout for Charlie Choi's barbecue out at Meadowlands. Do you have anywhere you miss? Or you kind of, I low-key miss the vibe of that, like, center in town.
Yeah, the metro center.
Yeah, the metro center when it was kind of vibrant.
When there was stuff there.
Yeah, like the bowling
lanes.
What
is it now?
Stuff?
There's the movies and the bowling lanes.
I don't know.
Remember when we almost got kicked out of the bowling lanes?
Yes, we were being naughty, though, to be fair. We were being little shits.
Yeah, we were on a city mission, and I decided to huck the ball before the gate had even come up.
Silly Billy.
And someone marched over and gave us a telling off. Said, naughty, if you do it again, you're out.
So you should be.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, apologies. If you're listening and you work in those bowling lanes, we apologize.
Sorry. We're sorry for our awful behavior.
Almost 10 years ago. Bro.
For our loitering and hoodlum behavior.
And teenagers be teenagers.
Yeah. You're on the top 10.
Mom, play Limp Bizkit, please.
Number six,
Smashton. It's a debutante.
Yes, well, it's plenty of debuts tonight.
Fantastic
to see. It is an all capitals Scran.
Oh, yeah.
With The Verge. Artists we've seen before, but always great to see return. 5395, get through those old Auckland haunts that you miss. We'd love to hear it.
I've sat so close to the verge, what day is it today? I fear a year of the same could wash upon me. This slow life acts so fast, this climb wrecks my heart first. Then comes time across my body. I've sat so close to the verge, I can taste the earth. I've sat so close to the verge. I've sat so close to the verge, I can taste the earth. I've sat so close to the verge.
Verge, Scran here on 95 BFM. This is the top 10.
Vibes. You know what I've been listening to a shit ton lately?
What?
It's called like Midwest emo punk pop type shit. There's a band I came across called Liquid Mike.
That's a cool band.
Great
name.
Band name. They just released an awesome EP.
Yeah.
End of June.
Yeah.
Four songs back to back to back. Yeah. Just flipping awesome. Yeah. I've very much discovered recently I'm an EP man.
Yeah.
I'm an LP
man. I want the full range. I want to hear a project, not a collection.
I like the little snippets.
Yeah.
I like getting going. It's like going to the Yum Chow and I want some Hargao. I want some Shumai.
Yeah.
On the topic of good food, Simple Cottage on High Street, cheap yum food. That I'm sold on that.
Yeah.
Cheap yum food. Bang. How good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, actually, shout out New York Stonefields. I go shopping there and they have a banging hot food range.
They do.
They do.
That's my local.
They're good. Mine too. Oh my God. Hey, should we just say our addresses on air?
Yeah.
Yeah. Three, two, one.
Got ya.
Silly Billy. So, hey, no, we're loving all these texts coming through about.
All this Auckland chat.
It's how good. Hey, actually, I was, before we jump to the next song, do we yapping away? I saw some old archival footage of Auckland from like the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was 1985.
Yeah.
Gosh, the Auckland landscape without the Sky Tower.
It just looks dismal, right?
Breaks my brain.
It looks worse than
we Birmingham. Have a beautiful skyline in here.
Yeah.
What did you just mutter?
Looks worse than Birmingham.
Whoa! What'd you bloody say about Birmingham?
I can talk smack about Birmingham. Sure. I have. That's where the roots are for me.
Mm.
Anyway, my mum's from Birmingham.
Big ups, mum.
Yeah, big ups, mum.
Shout out my mum. Shout out Jack's mum. God, play the damn thing.
Jeez. We talk too much.
This is what happens.
Number five.
This is what happens when we are told we're allowed to think.
Yep. We just talk. Anyway, this is a debutante, I believe. Yes, it is.
It was number one like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Was it?
I think 2 weeks ago it was number one.
And it wasn't on last week's list, but it's back.
Returned. How good.
It is Roy Irwin with Drown. You're on the top 10.
Thank you.
That was Drown by Roy Irwin. Sam, you just did a sneeze.
No, I wasn't quite a sneeze. I was...
You're drowning in snot.
Oh, God. Gross. Nasty. No, I was talking, and then I had to catch my sentence before we went on air. Hey, like I said, when we're allowed to think, things get bad.
Yeah.
But hey, you know what I do think? Six great songs so far. Fantastic stuff. It started off pretty jazzy, but it's definitely gone down the more sort of alternative rock route, post-punk kind of vibes, which I'm loving. But hey, this next one.
Number four.
To New York City. It's taking off.
That is very, very old school radio, isn't it?
Yeah, very much airport vibes. This one is a brand new song.
Yeah.
As most songs are in the top 10. But it's brand new on the top 10. We haven't had this artist on at all.
Yeah, not in our tenure.
No. But it's great to see them on. I haven't heard the song. I'm excited to hear it.
This is Georgia Knight with Mangle here on the top 10. Stay with us.
Looking to start fresh. I'm looking to start anew. I am looking for somebody. Looking for something to do.
Let's mingle, and I'll sing the little jingle.
93, 94, 95 BFM.
Hope you're hungry for soft bait, because they've just launched their blistering new album, Life Advice. It's out now on Flying Nun Records, and to celebrate, they're hosting a doozy of a night at Double Whammy.
And you know what they say.
Expect to be served ferocious chugging, biting satire, and tightly wound hooks, with support from Sulfate, Studfinder, and a late-night DJ set by Donk Dobbo. Softbait, Life Advice album release celebration. Saturday, September 20th at Double Whammy. Get your tickets from under the radar.
G'day, Vera here. I'm just sitting here on the wall thinking about all that I've seen at Verona over the years. First kisses, wild nights, and my fair share of mochaccinos, Dal. Ugh, I've been a fly on the wall for all of it. Buzza, yay.
Verona Cafe and Bar, 169 K Road, where it's always been. Check out what's happening on Instagram at verona.kroad or just pop in for a drink and a pizza and make some memories. Verona Cafe and Bar, the heart of Karangahape Road since 92.
Music quiz time. Is the whole team here?
Yeah.
Dad rock expert.
Yeah.
Techno master.
Yep.
Hip hop geek.
Yep.
Jazz aficionado. Where's the jazz aficionado? I said meet at 7.
I think their watch is set to a weird time signature.
Yeah, 7-8.
Get your team ready for the Tuning Forks Monday Music Quiz. Fortnightly on Mondays, hosted by Brendan Green, free entry and great prizes to be won. The Tuning Forks Monday Music Quiz, this Monday at the Tuning Fork. Sign up at tuningfork.co.nz.
Numbers are like so buzzy. The 95 BFM Top 10.
Welcome back to the Top 10 with Big Jam Smash, and we're in the top three songs of the week.
Hey, shout out GP George Parker.
Yeah.
Listening to the show. Great friend of ours here at the BFM Top 10. She's a great mate of ours. We go way back.
Yeah.
And I got a text from her during the voice break. I was like, oh, hell yeah. George, just listen. So big shout out to you. Big shout out to everyone and their friends.
Yeah. And also everyone that's texted in tonight.
Yeah, straight up.
Brilliant. 5395.
Good strand spots. Make me hungry.
Yeah. Let's get into the top three.
Number three.
It's a debutante smashed in.
It's a great place to debut. This is Community Treatment Order with Husk. They're kicking ass in the scene lately. And now they're on your airwaves, in your ear holes. Enjoy.
Thank you.
shit.
Community treatment order with Husk. Sam, you, you've got a shocked look on your face.
I heard that. See, I'm a bassist.
Yeah.
And I'm a fussy bassist. And I don't really like fuzzy bass.
Yeah.
But jeepers.
Yeah.
Katie, if you're listening, that bass intro, holy shit. To share your tone secrets with me, that was killer. What a way to enter into the top 10.
Yeah. You're on the top 10. We are counting down. We are very, very close to the number one song of the week, so we're going to keep going.
Edging ever so closer.
Number two.
Was this on last week? Yes, it was. It was number two last week as well. It's number two again.
Hey, back-to-back number twos is pretty good. This is Bub.
I tried to look at you straight face with that one, but it was just too funny.
Just gave up.
I love a back-to-back number two, especially after a coffee. Anyway, this is Bub with Miss Julian Casablancas here on 95.
I love this song.
FM Top 10. This song is awesome.
Song at the 95 BFM Top 10.
Butterbeer, Doritos, Gatorade, Remington.
Hey, yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty cool beans.
Yeah, it's been a great list tonight, hasn't it, Sebastian?
It's been rock-tastic.
Yeah, rock-tastic and jazz-tastic.
Yeah, very tastic. Overall, fantastic. Fantastic. Great noodle company. Get to Google the corner from Big Boss Tommy T, who's in the studio and is putting headphones on, which I've just realised.
And he's
reaching
for the mic.
I haven't had any headphones on all show, so I'm just hearing Jack's loud breathing and Tom's knees croaking.
Oh. It's been a wonderful show.
Yeah,
just
fantastic.
Wanted to say thank you so much for listening. Thanks for all your wonderful texts and sharing your Auckland haunts with us.
Mm.
We miss City Missions.
We can still do it, but we'll probably get in trouble legally because we're adults now.
Yeah. Oh, and Chris is in here now.
Yes,
he's up next with Freak the Sheep, so we're going to move on.
Yes.
Voting for next week opens in 2 minutes from now.
I mean, Thomas turned his mic on. Do you want to say anything?
No, I'm good. Just monitoring. Just making,
that counts
sure, just making sure the number one is the company preferred number one. As per usual.
We're not corrupt. We've said this many times before. No. We don't take bribes unless it's for the right price.
Mm.
Voting for next week, you can text in to 5395 with your favourite song or artist with the word vote. Or you can head to 95bfm.com/vote and fill out the form there.
Yes, or... that's pretty much it.
Just tell us in person. You can find us.
Yeah. Anyway, we probably won't remember, but...
We're running on.
Yeah.
It's time to announce the number one of the week.
It's a longer one than usual, this thing.
Number one!
There we go.
I'm over here in the audience. I don't have my headphones.
Number one this week, it was last week's number 10.
Oh, wow.
So a big promotion.
That's a hop, skip, a jump, and maybe a roly-poly up to number one. How good.
It is Brown Boy Magic. And Elijah Mavinga. Yes. With Three Forever, produced by Brown Boy Magic. I'm going to stop talking. See you next week.
Yes, Chris up next with nothing but Latvian tunes.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Top 10. Vote online at 95bfm.com/vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.